station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Everybody, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip. I am recording live for once on the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. And it's Fun Drive. Hello, happy Fun Drive to all who celebrate. Most programmers are celebrating. As you know, if you normally listen, you know Fun Drive is integral to keeping CITR alive, keeping community and student volunteers, keeping their shows on. It's a really wonderful space at CITR. If you are a listener or a programmer, you know. And yeah, okay. So I have a packed show today. So, the theme for Fun Drive is disco dancing queen. It is, I guess that makes sense. Disco, Discorder. So the first day, the kickoff was today. You may have tuned in to infamous Dunkin' Donuts show and heard the kickoff as usual. Every year, Fun Drive kickoff. I guess the first day. Tomorrow will be a kickoff show with Goat String Orchestra, and it's going to be really awesome. I recommend, if you can go listen to some live music, and, So, hello, my name is Kiana, and, as usual, I usually start, Crowdflip by, talking about some shows that will be happening in Vancouver. Hemlock is performing on February 9th. Really great, like, folky kind of singer, similar-ish to Adrian Lenker, who I am a fan of. However, I'll probably never get the chance to see live. So, you know, it's not too sad though, because I actually Hemlock is kind of different, but kind of has that that nice like sultry folk to her as well. So yeah. And then Dua Sale was also here. They were here last, I believe, like January 18th. And then Nemesis was also here recently with local, I was going to say sensation, I mean, in a way, local singer Kalia Lee, who I often play. Another, like, kind of folky music if you're into that. And then 070 Shake was also, or is going to be here next week. So yeah, I'm going to play some of their music and I'll be back. I'll tell you more a little bit about what Crowdflip is about if you're not familiar. Usually I play some music, it's sometimes interviews. It started as musicology theory on producers who are gender minorities, women, of course, extending to trans women, of course, trans people, trans masks, trans men, who have been without the music, within the music industry, less like work on, trans people specifically. Okay, I'm gonna get into that a bit later. I just don't want to forget to play these songs of local shows. And these are people who are like touring, I guess. So, but they'll be in Vancouver. So the first one I'm going to start with is Hyde Park by Hemlock. Enjoy.
Put my finger on it till Sunset comes around in its final form. When it comes to time, you want more. When I'm on your line, it's all I can muster. And I wanna lie in your storm.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Crowdflip. You just heard Hyde Park by Hemlock performing in at the Pearl in 2 days, and then Television by Dua Saleh featuring Ambre. And Dua Saleh was here recently. Crowdflip is only every month now, so sometimes, you know, it was actually a little bit ago, so I didn't get the chance to go. Same with Nemesis, I also didn't get the chance to go, but it looked like a super good show. Nemesis is a Canadian, Palestinian singer, and then Kalia Lee also opened, who is a local musician. That was Where'd the Time Go was the last song I played by Kalia Lee. I hope you enjoyed. I'm going to I'll be back after some PSAs.
UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music. Such nice.
Run for them life. When I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
an experience, an adventure into the cosmic unknown. A realm of new sights, new sounds, new sensations. Hear them now.
Hey there, this is DJ Jack Feldman, host of the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 at CITR. And this is the one time of year where we ask for your support to help keep independent radio on air in Vancouver. Believe it or not, I've actually been doing this show since 1997, when an old girlfriend suggested to a bushy-eyed young Jack Velvet that I should go to CITR and see if they would give me a show. And here we are, some 28 years later, I'm asking you to support our beloved station. And you can go to donate2citr.ca to donate. That's donate2citr.ca to donate. And we thank you for your support and hope you keep on listening.
Hello again, CITR 101.9 FM. As you just heard in the last PSA, please, if you have the means, please donate to CITR once a year. Yeah, we have fund drive. It's really important as for any nonprofit thing going on, but any community organization such as community radios, it's nonprofit, so it's very important if donations are what basically keep it going. Yes, if you have the means, please, as you just heard, go to CITR /donate to CITR. If you go on the website where you can listen, CITR.ca, I'm sure there will be more information, or on the Instagram at Fanta Records. I'm sure there's also more information. Okay. So, I'm going to get into kind of today's episode. As I said before, CrowdFlip started as an idea that kind of came from when I didn't want to do actual schoolwork. I had access to the database, the UBC library database, and it has so many cool articles, and I just started reading about, like, musicology theory and statistics, and kind of it's the old ones are focused, like, very gender binary, and they're focused on women specifically, more so. But queer people and trans people have really have done so much for music and music history, and don't always get paid their flowers, but sometimes they do in, like, the niche kind of spaces that they're in. And for the people who relate to them, or not even relate to them, but support them and like their music. So through that, it started with kind of theory and stuff like that, and then it moved to interviews, trying to showcase those people who I'm fans of and who would kind of fit in the scope of CrowdFlip. Kind of just giving to a space to those things. Yeah, so I'm going to be talking a bit about this book called Shebop, which is kind of a silly name, but I came across it when I was in Amoeba Records in San Francisco, and this book is from 1995. It was a secondhand book, which was really lucky because the person before me had some good kind of annotations and highlighted things, underlined things, which I love. I also think older books are, studies are really important. These are, like, specifically focused on a bunch of people, but kind of talking about the more famous people, and then going into depth about like people that they worked with or people that they were compared to, and the ways that they were discredited. It talks about so many different bands and groups: Patti Smith, Joni Mitchell, Tracy Chapman, Janet Jackson, Sade, a lot of singers who were women. So this first part that I'm going to speak on, there is actually a lot. I'm sure I'll come back to it in further episodes. It's kind of funny. So Crowdflip started with reading, and now we're going back to the reading. Sometimes it's just music, you know. Anyways, so Tracy Chapman. Always relevant, but last year I talked a bit about musicologist Maureen Mahon, and she is, I believe, a professor at NYU. And she's done a lot of great anthropological work, and specifically has done a lot of work on Black women in rock music throughout history, and the role that they've played, and also ways that they've been discredited despite doing so much. So yeah. First off, I'm just going to play this, and then I'll get back to what I'm talking about. So I'm going to play Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton, and then I need to gather my pages, so I'll be back, but enjoy.
I feel all right this morning now. I want everybody to know that I was the one to say, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, quit snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, quit snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton, who I'm sure many people are aware of this, but was in this book, She Bop, by Lucy O'Brien from 1995. She talks about how... I'm just going to read a little excerpt from the book. But on page 46, she says, the segregated nature of music marketing also meant that black women had considerably less access to the mainstream. 50s rock and roll star Big Mama Thornton, for instance, had a number one hit in 1953 with Hound Dog, but its success was eclipsed 3 years later by Elvis Presley's version, which went into the top 40 and replaced it. So, yeah, I think people have heard things about Elvis Presley. I've heard different things, but I think this was, like, pretty well-known, but I wasn't too familiar with this. So, and then it talks a lot about also Tina Turner. Last year, my episode, I read from Maureen Mahon's book, Black Diamond Queens, about black women, black women's role in music history, specifically within rock music, and how, although it wasn't always categorized as rock music, the voice and, like, a lot of men who kind of took over the rock genre wouldn't openly say that they took inspiration of the way that they sang, or literally would take songs and redo them, and they would be named as like a mainstream category such as rock. But yeah, Tina Turner was also another artist who, reading from the book again, the first black woman to become a stadium rock star, and was around like very famous rock stars such as Mick Jagger, Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler. I don't know who the last person is, my apologies, but then again, a crowd flip is what it is, so I'm not gonna apologize. But yeah, it also talks about how male artists talked about her very respectfully, yet she wasn't seen as a serious rock star. And then the author kind of goes into ideas as to, like, why that was, and talks about, like, a lot of the a lot of women artists, like, their team were making sure that they were reading from the book again. It says, you can't be sexy, visually delectable, and seriously shit kicking. One way of dealing with the rock fantasy was to play the sex role, invest in it with a touch of aggression, heavy metal swagger, and you have the cartoon rock chick. And, like, she talks about how, I guess, like, in the behind the scenes, kind of people wanted them to dress and act a certain way, and how it could kind of cater to a large scope of people that might listen to those rock stars, but they weren't seriously considered as them because they had, like, I don't know, I guess because they were men, I don't know, like, yeah, it talks a lot about kind of the behind the scenes parts of that, and how producers kind of tried to switch and play with the genres they were in, and how they certain artists like would get super famous and then they would end up kind of catering to a specific kind of sub-genre rather than mainstream rock. But I'm going to, just because there's so much in this book that I want to talk about, I ended up just like reading the whole thing and taking a bunch, way too many notes, and so I'll come back to this topic specifically, but just real quick, because it is CITR, we enjoy playing local or Canadian music, and so I'm going to talk a bit about Katie Lang, who I learned from this book was allegedly the first out lesbian who won a Grammy. And when you search this up on Google, it says that there's no information. And then, and it's kind of hard to track to go that far back with Grammys, especially when it comes to identity kind of things. But yeah. I'm going to play another PSA and I'll be back.
A realm of new sights, new sounds, new sensations. Hear them now.
Hey there, this is DJ Jack Feldman, host of the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 at CI.
Be in the moment, yes.
But give the future your utmost attention.
Exactly, wordsmith.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, y'all. This is Layla
and Vista from Pandora's Box. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR and Discorder, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help keep us local, independent, and alternative voices on the air.
We love CITR and Discorder because it has introduced us to a community of lovely and creative people who share our interests and who we learn from every single day.
CITR and Discorder has also given us a space to express our own creativity through our show, allowing us to have a creative outlet and platform where we can talk about and research topics that we're interested in outside of our regular and academic lives.
So, it's time to throw your fuel on the raging Discorder Inferno by supporting this year's Fun Drive. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit donate to CITR.ca. That's donate to CITR.ca to donate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy Fun Drive.
Bye.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip. And yes, please donate this Fun Drive. Tomorrow is the kickoff. You can go watch a great show. Goat Band Orchestra, and yeah, it's gonna be super fun. Or you can donate if you can't make it, CITR.ca. It's really important donations keep CITR going. So yeah, next things next. I'm going to talk a bit about punk music is also very special to Crowdflip. I often talk about it, and in terms of how it can be revolutionary, and I feel like many punk bands maybe don't stand for much, and if they do, then that's awesome. I think sometimes I'll not so much so often, so I may not complain about it, but in the past I've been to punk shows and they kind of were I wasn't really sure. For me, I feel like throughout history there's been, or as from what I know, punk was there to stand for something and be kind of radical, quote unquote. And so what can that mean in like tangible things, and like how, what do they do in, what do they do with, like, where does their money go if they're a kind of bigger band, and things like that. Anyways, so this book also talks about punk music in relation to gender, and yeah, I'm gonna talk a bit about, I'm just gonna read from this book again really quick. So it says, punk gave women permission to explore gender boundaries, to investigate their own power, anger, and aggression, and even nastiness. It offered women a chance to reject the 70s pastel femininity of blue eyeshadow, aligned jeans, and flouncy tiered dresses that had been consequent. It says a French word that I don't know. And consequently, many entered the ranks of punk bands via a fashion route. And then it goes into talking a bit about polystyrene, who has made music and who makes great kind of soft, nice music, who I learned from this book is in X-Ray Specs, who makes kind of harder music, and it's a bit more punk-esque. So anyways, she said that, and she talks about how she ran a boutique, and they started the whole, their band started the whole bright colors, plasticky, wacky fashion, as opposed to black bondage stuff, it says. So, she also talks about, a lot of, I guess this was a direct quote. She says, our stuff was more asexual, and I guess the ways that they dressed, I guess just saying it was less kind of sexy than like that, the leather punk clothes. So, yeah. She also talks about how in, this is still polystyrene, how in upset male crowds there was a lot of hostility, and they would like throw things at her, and she wondered if it was because she didn't present a certain way, and she didn't kind of, she said she didn't care too much about her appearance, wearing her hair short, braces on her teeth. She didn't really care about looking quote-unquote sexy, and then she talks about how the audience became, majority men, and then became a lot less men, I also want to say that, again, with this book being old, but also just this book, there is, like, a pretty enforced gender binary, even in the ways that they talk about certain things. Like, the author calls things asexual when, like, obviously with quotes and stuff, that is valid, and yes, but I feel like sometimes, like, she means to say, like, queer, but, yeah. But anyways, so, this book was from 1995, so, let's keep this in mind. But even with, like, the statistics of, like, yeah, men, women. Okay, so, that was X-Ray Specs. I'm actually just going to play, X-Ray Specs song, and then a Babes in Toyland song, and I'll be back. Okay. Goodbye. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was The Day the World Turns by X-Ray Specs. And yeah, so I actually realize there's not a lot of time left. So I just want to quickly talk a bit about this next section. Okay, so Katie Lang, I learned, is who is a singer from Alberta, I believe, and said that she was the first out lesbian nominated for a Grammy, which gave other lesbians in pop such as Melissa Etheridge and Janice Ian the courage to come out as well. And she talks a bit about androgyny and Katie Lang says, at the level where sexuality and commerce meet, the stakes were high. Behind what appeared to be a simple decision of coming out were complex machinations from nervous staff at Warner's, the politicking on the Advocate magazine itself, to the reverberations of the pop industry. So, yeah, I guess just in terms of kind of more mainstream pop and also someone who is out during that time, I think that's more where it's coming from. So yeah, and then also this book talks about Frank Frank is from LA. She spent her teenage years in the 70s playing in punk and hardcore bands before developing a line in ironic folk punk. Securing a major deal was not an easy task. Frank says, I made my first record myself for $700 and toured, but no one wanted to stick their neck out and sign a Butch. I have talked about Frank before on the show because of Discorder Magazine, old Discorder Magazine archives, which there are two shows there's discorder.archives on Instagram. This is how I found this. But if you would like to volunteer, there are also volunteers in charge of bringing back old Discorder magazines from the past. So there's also the CITR Archives show. And I believe they have already had their first show, but they're a new show in town on CITR. And yeah, they talk about the archives. So this is how I found this artist, Frank. They performed at the Folk Fest in Vancouver in 1988. And they were interviewed, and their interview is in the 1988 issue for Discorder. So that's how I found that. And next I'm going to play a Katie Lang song with Nico Case, who is signed to Fanta Records as well, if you're familiar, Fanta Records is a local record label that CITR is involved with and more. Okay, I'm going to play the song now. Atomic Number, Nico Case, Katie Lang. You're listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not the freckled man. While the wholesome things the world
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip. You just heard Atomic Number by Nico Case and Katie Lang. And I'm going to speak more about this book next month. And because we don't really have too much time. I'm just going to end it off by, this is someone I wish I talked about a bit more. Her name is Faith Nolan. She's also someone I found through the CITR Discorder issue in 1988 in the Women Folk Festival. Both Frank and Faith Nolan were interviewed talking about their experiences as lesbians in the music industry. Faith Nolan is a musician and activist from Nova Scotia, and in her interview, it was pretty short in Discorder, she talks about Africville and her and her family's experience in Nova Scotia, and so I'm going to talk about her more specifically. I usually talk about her and play her songs, but I haven't played this one yet, so I'm just going to end it with this. It's called Brand New City, and it's the live version by Faith Nolan. Please donate to CITR if you can. Tune in to all the other amazing shows happening and donate this fun drive. Come to the kickoff tomorrow. And thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip. This is Brand New City by Faith Nolan.
City in a city by highways and dumps, homeless and hungry, nobody got money, make you want to scream and shout about a brand new city in a city. Won't you scream and shout, there's a brand new nation, jail plantations growing by leaps and bounds. Well, it's all around the globe and everybody knows, great big lies coming down. Brand new city in a city, make you scream and shout.
Scare you. It's your friend Des Hume, and you're listening to me on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.